Waiting for the ferry to Alcatraz isn't nearly as much fun as being on the iconic island. The lines are often long, and there's little to do but stand there and wait in the cold. Now the National Park Service, Port of San Francisco, and Parks Conservancy are working on a plan to make the wait more pleasant. I'm talking this morning with KQED's Chloe Veltman about the redevelopment of the ferry landing area at San Francisco's Embarcadero. So, Chloe, first, for folks who haven't been there in a while, what's the ferry launch area look like now?
Brian, well, Pier 31 and a half, where the ferry goes from, serves close to 2 million people a year. So moving your way through it is confusing and completely chaotic. Also, it's not a very welcoming place. A third of it is taken up with cars, so it looks like a parking lot. And the people behind the redevelopment plan are calling the current situation chaos.
So they've got this plan to change this, and what will visitors get?
So the overall concept is to make the area more welcoming and to also improve the flow. I attended a public event about the plans earlier this week, and here's how project landscape architect Scott Katafa put it.
We really wanted to kind of clear the center space out, open up the views to the water, and organize the program amenities to make the experience much clearer.
All right, so what are the specifics of what he's saying?
First of all, the cars are going to move indoors. There's going to be indoor parking. Won't look like a parking lot. They're going to build this big welcome center that has a bookstore in it and other amenities and a nice cafe.
But it sounds like people will still have to stand in these long lines.
Yes, but it's going to be more fun because they're going to introduce educational elements so people can learn about the history and cultural significance of the rock while they're standing there waiting for the ferry. It's very important to the planners that people not only find out about Alcatraz as a famous prison, but they also get to learn about other aspects of its legacy, like, for example, the Native American occupation, the amazing wildlife on the island, and the history of protests that took place there.
So how are people feeling about this plan?
So this plan has been in the works since roughly 2009. It's been through countless studies and public feedback sessions since then. It seems there's been overall enthusiasm. But one person I spoke with at the meeting I attended, local structural engineer Alan Kren, although he was enthusiastic, he also expressed some concerns about the costs.
These types of projects always tend to cost more than people really want to think that they're going to cost. They're working over structures over the water that people tend to have ignored for a long time.
Right now, the overall budget for the project is estimated at more than $20 million, and the ferry operator, once they select that provider, is expected to foot the bill, not the taxpayer.
When will we start seeing the changes?
The cafe is supposed to come early next year, and the whole project should be wrapped up by 2023.
KQED's Chloe Veltman, thanks so much.
Real pleasure, Brian. Thanks for having me.